OSL.
Oh, I think this is Lloyd. My head's in another orbit out here this morning, but changed my mind. How you doing today?
Working on a saltwater pattern on a bait today, and kind of going blind because I've never really done any saltwater stuff.
That is quite an art, I'll tell you. Well, have you heard from Jerry this morning?
I haven't really been down here very long. Got up kind of moving a little slow this morning.
It's when you get our age. I used to love to fish, and favorite of mine was the old scorpion in the old days, that big single spin. And I've never done any saltwater fishing either, even though I was in the Navy. But just, I don't know, never had a desire to. My neighbor goes every year, though, and he lives right here in Greer.
I've got a Facebook friend of mine who used to be a chief meteorologist, and he loves to saltwater fish, and he goes down to Florida, I don't know, gosh, two or three times a year, maybe even four, and does some saltwater fishing, and he just asked me if I had any patterns for saltwater, and just let him know. I was like, well, I've never really done a whole lot of saltwater fishing, even though I would love to. I've only been out on the saltwater in a boat one time, so... he sent me some pictures of some of the baits that he uses, and I'm going to see if I can duplicate them.
Cast your own?
Most of the stuff that I use is I just buy the lure blanks in bulk and then airbrush them.
I'd like to see done. I got some signs that I bought that are just for fun over the years from Cabela's and that. And they fade out. They're just tuna products, you know, C-H-I-N-A.
As Trump would call them. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very familiar with the inquality or unquality or non-quality state there. Yeah, and I love doing this. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of a way of me... getting away from the real world, I guess you would say. And hopefully, pretty soon, I'll be turning it into a full-time business.
Sir, outstanding. That looked like Ariel just went by me there, but I'm not sure. I've thought about buying a cheap set of something to do that with and just try it myself. It would be a fun hobby, but... I think you gotta have a little artist in you, and my wife says I'm an artist, but the only thing I draw is flies.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah, you do have to have some sort of artistic stuff, I guess, they would say, but you're talking to a man who could not draw a stick figure with a straight line. But... for some reason, I'm able to copy and put my own spin on patterns and what have you. And it's not as hard as one would think.
But it is really, boy, these guys that do these traces on the cars and that, it's just unbelievable what they can do.
It comes with years and years and years of practice, very steady hands, and what have you. Yeah, it's difficult. It is, and you have to learn about your shading and you know, how you hold the gun. Actually, it really depends on what you're going after as to which way you hold the gun and your patterns and what have you, and then you have to get your stencils, if you use any, and learn how to paint with those, because, you know, you can either get a real defined hard line, or you can get a nice kind of faded in line or a shadow line. There's a lot to it, but I find it easier than drawing.
This is N0TR. Well, you know, it's kind of like in the old days when I used to play pool in my ruined childhood. I always loved to play pool, but I never was really, really proficient on it. I was fairly good, but not by professional standards by any means. And there was a kid there, and his name was Mike. I'm trying to think of his last name, but it doesn't matter, back up there in Kansas. He could beat me with one hand behind his back. And he was just gifted. And years later, he actually went on tour with Brunswick. And he'd fool guys. They'd come in, and he was real young and a small guy anyways. And he'd sucker them into playing, and then he'd beat them, and then he'd get in trouble because they knew they'd been suckered. But there are naturals at everything. My younger daughter, she makes stuff for the football team all the time, cookies and different things, and we even some wedding cakes at times for friends, you know, only she doesn't do it professionally. But there's just a God-given gift there that an artist has to have.
Tom, I'm going to have you down here to the studio, a.k.a. the home QTH, and I'll have to show you some airbrushing and let you try some of it, and we may even go up into the pool table room there and shoot a couple racks of pool.
I went to my son-in-law's year before last, I think it was, up in Michigan, and his brothers and that from Wisconsin were there, and they were all sitting around the pool table, and it's jammed in a little basement where sometimes you got to use a short cue even. And he lost, and so I got to play his brother Dan. And honest to God, I've never done this in my life. And I broke and I ran the whole table. And oh, how my son-in-law, he just like to died. And his brother there, he said, well, I'm done. So I can't play with him no more. The very next game, I lost.
Doing a break and run is quite an accomplishment. I've only done that myself, I think, three or four times now, and all of that's been in practice. I actually captain an eight ball team here in Anderson, and I play on a nine ball team out of Walhalla, and my wife and I both are on the league, and we absolutely enjoy it. It's a good way just to get out and get out of the house. So yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. We have a pool table here in the house. We do some practicing with and just have some fun with it.
Imagine this, that Mike Waltrip up there in Kansas, and I give you my word, I saw this. He could set a cue ball upon the rail at the back of the table, and then he'd put one ball in each corner at the other end of the table, and a ball in that other spot that's on the rail, up against the rail. And so there were three balls at the end of the table, and his ball was sitting on the rail at the other end of the table. And he would go down and cut that ball on the right. He'd cut it in, and it looked like a masse shot. And that ball would curl around, hit the rail, jump over that ball in the center, and cut that other ball that was sitting in the other corner pocket, cut it in. I've never seen anything done like that in my life.
LSL. Yeah, that is a lot of top spin, maybe a lot of top left, and something that I couldn't pull off.
Many times, and I find it impossible. And but he could do some things on the snooker table too that was really. And then they had one that's got a spotted ball and two red balls and a cue ball. What am I trying to say? But he was pretty good at that, but not near as good as he was at pool. But I am very poor with respect to your class of pool player. And like I said, I was probably in my 70s at the time when I done that, and never in my life had I ever dreamed of such a thing. Space with somebody watching me, that made it worse. You know, I'll tell you this. Back when I was a kid, if somebody bet a quarter or 50 cents on the game, that was it. I'd lose every single time. I just don't have the talent for it. But I got to tell you, I really love it. I'd love to have one downstairs here, but my wife's got so much clutter in that side of the basement that it's impossible. And it's, you know, it's too late in life now to put one down there. But I still love to play. So I'll be clear with your final, and have a good day, and I'd love to come down there and see that. KG4 LSL in 0TR73.
Here, KG4 LSL. Well, Tom, you are welcome at any time. Come on down, and we will spend some time and just hanging out and enjoying the company. Like I said, just let me know when you're ready, and we'll have the cues chalked up for you. 73, sir, have a wonderful day. You and Miss Bernice there, hope y'all are doing real well, and we'll talk to you soon. N0TR, 73, sir, KG4 LSL.